Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
Natuurlik was daai jou 6 in 'n ry gewees, so finale 6 in 'n ry, waar ek en jy in die finale uur is hier by At Work. And the clock is ticking. It's 2 days with your one and only Lulu At Work here by KC 107.7 with me. I will be saying goodbye on At Work. Only on At Work on Thursday, the 19th. So, yes, yesterday we had a conversation with the mayor, Elna von Sleech, on air, but you know, we couldn't hear properly. We couldn't because of the network, but I'm getting her on the line as we speak, and we will be talking to our mayor, Elna von Sleech. Let's get her on the line. Let's get her here on the line. And we will be speaking about the Toussaint Week. Good morning, Mayor Elna von Sleech. How are you?
I'm good. I'm driving my camera. How did you talk to you?
I hope that you are not behind the wheel as we speak.
No, my driver is driving.
Okay. So yesterday we had a conversation and we couldn't hear you because of the network and stuff. So, Mayor, tell us about this week, about this Toussaint Week. How will this year Toussaint Week unfold and where will it take place?
So I'll do that again. I'm sorry for the bad signal yesterday. This week is, of course, the celebration of 30 years of democracy. And for that reason, in the country, in all the provinces, we have a Toussaint outreach to celebrate service delivery and public service.
Yes.
During this week. So this program, this Toussaint outreach, it will happen in all the provinces to celebrate service delivery. And for that reason, the Toussaint centers forms part of the Department of Local Government in the Western Cape, as all the other provinces as well. So under the Strategic Protection or the auspices of Minister Anton Vidal, we were requested to house a Toussaint outreach. And the Cape Winelands as a district, we have requested that we do this specifically in the rural town of Sarum in this week. It takes place from the 18th to the 20th of September. So we will move in tomorrow. It will open tomorrow in the Toussaint Center in Sarum. And there will be, it's similar to an open day. There will be different stalls where people living in Sarum can come. It's from SASA, it is ESD, it is SARS, Health Affairs, hospice, cancer, you know, all the little services that people normally need. The Toussaint Center brings the services to the people to celebrate public services and also to celebrate the 50 years of freedom and democracy in the Western Cape.
Thank you so much, Mayor. And this year's theme regarding the event, can you tell us a bit more about the theme for the year and the contribute towards changing the life of ordinary citizens?
Exactly. So the theme is guided by the Western Province theme for Toussaint, which says a government at work for you. I will repeat that, a government at work for you. And then the broad theme is then, of course, 30 years of democracy, partnership and growth. You know, we can do what we wish to do, but if we don't work together, if we don't take hands, we will not achieve that much. So we can only achieve growth and economic growth and trying to alleviate poverty and to create jobs if we take hands, if we form partnerships, and if we have hope for our country to go forward. So those are the two broad themes.
Okay. Mayor, I heard you say it's starting tomorrow in Sarum on the 18th. What's the time? Can you just give the time through of the start?
The program says it's 9 o'clock, from 9 o'clock. People can start to move to Toussaint Center. The speech will take place at 10 o'clock. It will be an opening and a welcome word by the deputy mayor of Drakensberg, Alderman Gert Kombrink. I will say, I will share a message of support to the Tucson Center, and then there will also be the stop from DSD and from the Tucson Center to speak about the workings, the operational things of the Tucson Center. And then somebody from the minister, if not himself, will also be there. Mm. That will happen in the hall, and then people will move outside to little stores. Oh, you know, it's like an open day. There will be little gifts, little things, and lanyards, and students, goodies to hand out. Yeah, if we, you can also say little freebies for people to attract them to come to the Tucson Center tomorrow. So tomorrow, the whole of the day, the whole of the 18th of September, is being in Saron. And on the 19th, we're moving to the town of Gouda also in the Tucson Center. So the same thing will happen being in Gouda.
Sounds quite like a very interesting program. Maya, by closing, just is there any particular key messages that you want to share with our community with regards to the program? Although you've briefed us, you've taken us through the program, but if there is any key message that you would like to give to our community?
Yes. Thank you. Yes, my key message will be, it's for me very dear to my heart. That is to say that the majority of our people in our country are, they feel without hope, they feel hopeless, especially our younger people. Mm. But we live in a beautiful country, and unless we work together, unless we take hands, then we will not save our country. But we can protect our country, we can create a lovely livelihood for our children and their children and their children, even if we're not there anymore. You know, we still deal with the aftermath after the apartheid, and the researchers, they say that to recover from such a traumatic experience, it will take about 100 years. So now that you know we will perhaps be around, but let us come and take hands and rebuild and replace our country to go forward. I'm calling all the people, please come to the Tucson Centers in Saron tomorrow morning and Gouda on Thursday morning.
Maya, thank you so much, and all the best for tomorrow, and also be safe on the roads out there. And thank you for sharing it with our community out there.
Thank you very much, and I hope that we will see you also coming up.
I will be on air with you guys. We're speaking to you guys throughout the program on air. So I won't be physically there, but I will be with you on air as every hour between the hours of 9 and 12. Yes, Maya.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you very much. Also, drive safely tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to all your listeners.
Thank you, and be safe out there. Thank you. That was our Maya. Elna von Slich, very interesting program, very interesting things that's happening. If you are out and around the areas of Saron, and even if you have family members out there, especially the young ones, and if maybe they don't know, maybe you must let them know about what's happening tomorrow. There's different parties going to be there, DSD, Hospice, Salga is going to be there. Very interesting. And the fact that I love what the mayor just mentioned, we must take hands, let's stand together. And I agree with what the mayor said about we have such a beautiful country. Let's talk about the Cape Winelands. Let's talk about the Western Cape. Beautiful, beautiful, and it's a beautiful season. So let's look after what we have by standing together. And it's happening tomorrow. It starts at 9, and you can registrations and all that is happening at that time, but the opening will be at the welcome will start at 10. So it's happening tomorrow the 18th, and it's there in Saron. So we will get all the information, more information, right here at KC 107.7, or if you have any questions, you can make contact to 021-8711-438.
The city's favorite, KC 107.7.